Transverse flute. Leta is on an arete, while Errant leers among the trees. Their tollers on a ratter, they starve through Nerva's vault. These savers and lavers of tsars start an astute retournee to Sev, neural stain on ferula, and Vern on lasers. These savers Ut on Susan's turf is terse. But Svera has his haunt, and Estes his vertu. They can saute anything to taste, and don't have Louis or Teslas or Fenestrules, though their own is are versant with Essur. But how many Teslas can there be in one late flam? And how much sal in a vault? Some of their leases are neural, since these leasers have sura. That's why they and Tina restart a fetus and strafe a seer in a fetal moose. In Arl, their taters and venas are real, but Lee slates venas for lets, who ask, if there are fenestri in every fetus, and there are, and a salver in the tar, and there may be, why does no lieu fasten to art in his terrain, as many return to as turn away from their tenets? Some ask whether any lunette can be seret if none's owner. Let's ravel it out. Did Varez ever use it turn? He was no tsar, and neither Sue nor Eve will ever be a slave. They say Erastus leavens Stephen's unreal settee with flatuses, though his late aunt was a self-starter. Most sales aren't, no more than Rene is you. Then did Svera lure Nast to refute the East? Not if vanities were ever real. And what about Revel? It was never near a tarn. Nevertheless, some fatten, some avert, and some refuse the unreal, as Surtees did Vestes. Do Arl's revenues relate to a later's on traves? Where else? Not in vests? Then what did Sarah ensure for Ur if a Talcan avert a funeral felt in the Nevis? That it slant toward Erevan, not us. We aren't any severer, though all luster is from Ra. And when Venus is in Estrus, she may flatter Stella, Terret users revest. However, in Nevers and Set, Furum will be relet by Vane and Art, although there's a steer of it in Ruven, where there are no reefs to state or arrest a leaser. But what does a refuter unreave from his arse as he strunts about the Senate? Nothing of Sarah's, nothing renal, never a sterlet, and nothing fray whoever has ratine to reverse a sternal fever. Then who'd leave an easel to unstate Tuva's pharaohs? Not Sarah, he saunters, and not through any fenestri. He uses tears to taunt truants, transfuse teens, and traverse lutes others revet. Does no one tease him? Ain, Furness, not she who's at the feet of Rhys when she's in Estrus. Yes, she who with her ferula ensures astern that she's a teaser, with antlers on her feet and ferula on in her eaves. See how she struts, a serf of ferula, as Una is of Furum. Una who? Una tree.
Thank you.
Recorder, who's at the core? Whoever can read an ode. Who can read one? Reese can, he did. What was it about? A rock. Who was it by? Ed, long ere this, told a Cree that it was by Rhoda. Did his doing that erode anything? No, according to Rod, but he may be in error. He's a seer to the core, but he too can read Rhoda. Is that the Rhoda who was said to recode decor? Yes, he was always a doer. What did he do with a reed? He taught a coed his creed. His creed? What was its core? Can't tell you, Doc, but the ore reed used to make a rod was what he had to see to Reese. And through an error, Reed let Doré do the decor. Read the record. Red gave a reed to Rod to erode what he rode so he'd have to reorder. This was due to his credo. He was so much against the real. If we read his creed, we see what we dream because of that red recoder. If he had, Reed wouldn't have had to let Reese have an ear, much less his oar. What did the doc order, Reese, and what did Ed reorder? Redo it ere you do that co-ed recoder. Doc says to do it or D without an ear for your creed. That's an order. Dor made an error as a reader for Cor. Oh, Cor, cried Ed. Not for Rhoda ere was Doe so red. Ray Reed, can a Doe erode the code of the Cree? Not by a red cod. Ray Cor, did Ed err? Not by an Ura. But for decor, Doc had a deer by odd, never a rock or a cod. Let's record what dree we felt Ray Ree tied in a cove with a cord, and no dock there, as o'er and o'er Dor wrote a C on her.
Rene.
Was it worse than when Doré drove to Cor in her reel? Worse than it seemed to her when no one there spelled cod with a C. Nevertheless, she sold all her ore to make a record for them. Why didn't she just sell it and buy them plenty of cod? This way she got them more. She's so sincere. Yes, and she loves deer, too, especially red ones. Then who could it be who tried to erode what she rode in? Yes. Ree, Doc, she's rotten to the core. You ought to have seen how Ree rode red. Rod, when he erred in his record on Ed, she made him redo it ere she'd seed. That's the way Ree is. She's no deer. As Reese says, she's a doer, not just a recorder. You won't get her writing an ode to a rock. She'd read the OED for an era, that cod. What dree she'd cause or a sea? It's only Reed who'll say that she's not a cod but a deer. But he's been seen in a Rio with that coed. He'd call her a roe, but not Reese. And not Doré. He says she's an orderer who tried to make him heir. Before he'd do that, he'd dee. For selling an acre of lac to Eli. Eric and Lee rate Kane of the Tile Cartel for the deal. Enrica of the Rat Islands says it was really acting and nice enough to steal the ire of a tin rattle tell it toward a tin ear. But Enrica, says Trial, likes recta and lace and having her retina lit by a rite by Racine. Kane, that and me, let her acne, according to Ian, rein him in. Or was it her tick made him give her the air? Eric, who came from a tiny eight, is a trinalany for trying to alter the ice on a cart in the Rat Islands where the lice are tin and the lace linear. But Carl, that anti-alien from the Line Islands, calls Claire, a tire of Ratinet from Caen, a seller of niter to rice, who's la! A carny who wears lace rather than a lancer with a rein for her at all. At any rate, it's clear she's lain alert for Arnie Kane, despite his tin ear. It takes someone like him to rein her in with his rictal grin. Some say he lent a cranet to Claire and tie his use of citral to his tick. Others drop a tear for Arnie the Narc, despite what he did to Kryl and Lane and Rena. Now, she's also from Caen and knows her Latin. It could be said to be a kind of cleat for her. And she thinks it's neat for Eric to rant about acting. But Claire, who lives in an antre, calls her an aerial lice. That's where she's at. But still, with what éclat she went up and down the Nile. Who'd care about her tick after that? Claire says it helped her do Racine. Alaric says Nate's passion for her is merely retinal, but Erica claims it's central, even though some say he tried to tine her on the Lena. If he did, he's a regular Otley. La! What a tan he got at Acre. It's said he spelled his name there with an eta and let people think he was a Greek. Why'd he climb to Cain? In the near islands, his ain pal, Neri, owned a crane he had to eat. But on acting, it seemed to rile Aline when she saw Ray react to Carl of the Crate Cartel when they were all swimming in an inlet. Well, forget that, Ata. Erica voiced a lot of them online when at her trial it was said she had lain with Ali and Ira and Tina and Ray in a cart in the open air. Arnie said she sounded like a turn, but Arlene really let into him for saying that. So he ate his words and shed a tear to quell her ire, just as Ariel did with Earl at Ayr when that cretin neat Tina of the Acton cartel tried to make Earl climb to her. It was like something that might happen on an acre of an artel. Was that why Rice gave Lyre to Ali? No, you nit. He gave them for ale. No. In a photo with a piece on Borneo. Such a thing can enroot itself in your mind, so you ponder it o'er and o'er for years. Sometimes it nearly makes you moo, like someone enchanted by Oberon, because its meaning's moot. This one looked like an heron, an eagle of the sea, no bigger than an ort, one you could sweep away with a broom. The piece was by Brent, who did one the month before on the Ebro, along with Nemo, who'd sing a gnome with a mon if it'd pay off, knew? During the baby boom, he was born in Merton, not far from a tor covered with moor and very near a berm. They say his father was a rom, a mon named Ben who'd chant om to a bone, though he was no boomer. Some say he was really a beau named Ron, who tried to rob Romeo near a tomb shaped like an orb. I saw in a roto in Rome that someone named Mo something claimed that tomb doesn't have a bone in it, like the ones on the Tarna River where all those people died of mono. That roto page on Borneo had a photo on it of a Moor by Moten. That's the one that had that tiny urn in one corner. Born claimed it was neither a sea eagle nor omen, but he was born in Brno, he's never seen an urn. I asked Peter Moore about Moten, and he said, he's like Ben, always reading the Meno, one of that mob that goes crazy or rot like that, that Greeky mob. Monroe says every one of them's a boor in an ombre jacket. My Tom caught a bird with a neb like the one on the bird in that photo. That really bent me. Someone at the Moab said that kind of neb's the norm, but he's a boar from near Lake Mono, where Some people rob you on sight, as if they'd absorbed a rem too many. They say the same thing happens on the Ebro. Bert says a bird with a neb like that tore a broom from his hands 10 years ago. An ebon mentor enorm, he called it, quoting Moore, I guess, or some other player of ombre. But the bird in that picture with Brent's article looks smaller than the one my Tom caught. Earn's certainly not the term for it. You might as well moo like a bull's bride-to-be than misname a bird or a beast. It's like calling Bromo a boon to someone with mono. And I don't mean the boon who poured toner in Lake Mono one morn. A conceptualist and critic-to-be, the tone of his tone leaves no room for the moot. Ray Burt, he wrote that he'd caught in a net a fish full of roe for me from the Bow River while hanging by his knees from a boom. Disputing with someone like that's like playing Monty with a broom, or Omber with a moor, as they say in Rome. Burt fished, not in the Bow, but in Lake No with a net, as he also did in the Torna. But you don't have to talk through a neb like a Terns or moo in Rome under Oberon's spell, believing you're chanting a gnome to some mentor like Rob the Reb to talk such rot. Of the Tern of Terns, Terns three meanings, sea swallow, three-masted schooner, and group of three, the seabirds don't boom like bitterns. The schooners have booms, and normal boom and bust form an economic term. But nowhere on land or sea is there room for a liar like Boone. He's one bow I'd say was bent. Let's forget him. The only urn I've ever seen was one in Nome. It scared me so I had to take a broom to calm down. I wished I was on the Bow River where Nemo bought that robe in which he sang many a gnome before he got mono from Boone, his tomb mentor. But I'd 10 times rather hear my Tom sing to the moon than Nemo's tenor, whether in Brno or on Lake Mono. N is a wrong, according to Mo, but he sounds like a Tern. If he took a strong bromo, his tone might improve, but I doubt it.
Girl.